Hey ladies, today we are going to be talking about mindset shifts you need to make to help you stay consistent on your health and wellness journey. So let's get right into it, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, a holistic nutrition, weight loss, and accountability coach. And as always, I am so happy that you are listening to this podcast today. Happy, happy Monday to you. I am hoping that you had a great weekend and are ready to rock out another week. And if it's not Monday for you, whatever day it is, I'm sending you positive energy and vibes. So I had a really great weekend this past weekend. Summer break is winding down for my son, so we are cramming in all the things. We're doing school supply shopping. We're getting outdoors as much as possible because pretty soon we won't have as much time as we do now. So this weekend, we actually went to this really cool park that we usually go to on Saturdays. It's a park that they converted from a landfill into a park, and it has like multiple walking trails. It has a skate park and it has several hills and steps. And it also has like multiple playgrounds and exercise stations. I mean, there is just a lot to do. So my guy, he's a creature of habit and he loves to go there on Saturdays. So usually on Saturdays, we go there in the mornings and my husband gets the playground duty and I get to walk the trails and run the stairs and all the things. And so I spent many years in the gym walking and running on the treadmill. So to get outside is such a nice change of pace for me. And I didn't realize that I would appreciate it as much as I do now. I posted a few pictures in the Facebook community. So if you're interested in seeing the stairs that I ran, and then I started to walk, and then I actually started to hobble toward the end. If you wanted to see what I did over the weekend, take a look in the Facebook community. I actually put some pictures there. And if you haven't joined the Facebook community, please do so. I have dropped a link in the show notes below. All right, so let's get into today's episodes. Now, last week, I talked about our struggles with being consistent in our health and our wellness goals. But what I really want to highlight from that episode last week is that willpower doesn't always equal consistency. And I talked about how our hormones play a role in our inconsistency. So check it out. Check out episode 25 if you missed it. Today, I'm going to build on that and talk about 5 mindset shifts that can help you overcome inconsistency. If I can say that word, inconsistency, so that you can create some momentum and make some progress on your goals. So we know that our hormones can play a role. And again, episode 25 is all about that because I felt that we don't acknowledge that enough. At least for me, and coming from a competitive background, I had a tendency to drive, and to try to force myself to train and eat in ways that worked for me in the past, not really understanding why it wasn't working. So I had to research, try different things, and embrace where I am now and act accordingly. Trust me, I still have the same drive, but it looks a lot different now. So aside from the hormones, I know that we face many obstacles and challenges daily when we try to maintain consistency. We have family responsibilities, work demands, lack of time, And then when we can't stay consistent, we have feelings of guilt or failure, we have low self-confidence, and lack of belief in self. In the last episode, I talked about being self-aware. So you've become self-aware, you've identified your challenges, and you want to take hold of them and not let them to continue to overtake you. So now what? What do you do next? So let's talk about the 5 mindset shifts that I think you need to make for consistency. So shift number 1, you need to reevaluate your why. Why are you working out? Why are you on this health and wellness journey? What is your motivation? I want to encourage you to redefine your motivation for exercising and eating well beyond external factors, beyond the aesthetics. Yes, appearance, it's definitely a part of it. However, it's so important to set realistic and meaningful goals that align with your values, your health, and your overall well-being. For a very long time, because I competed, honestly, aesthetics was my sole focus. How can I get leaner? How can I get my glutes tighter, well-defined shoulders, and a smaller waist? And I always say that when I talk about that, that was the season of life that I was in. So that was, honestly, it was a primary focus for me. However, now when I think about my overall health and wellness, my goals are more aligned with the person that I am right now, the person, the wife, and the mom that I want to be. Now, I'm not going to say that I don't, because I do want to look good, of course, but more importantly, I want to feel even better. I want to go biking and running and all the things with my husband and my son. Let's be honest, I'm an older mom, so I got to stay on point to keep up with my kid. So my health and wellness goals, they are aligned with what I value most and that's most important to me in my current phase of life. So when you set realistic and meaningful goals that align with your values, health, and overall well-being, you're more likely to stay consistent with those goals. All right, so number 2, embrace your imperfection and forgive your setbacks. Now, this one is a doozy for me. Ladies, let's just say goodbye to perfectionism and embrace the idea that consistency is a journey and not a destination. So say that with me, and I want you to say it with feeling. Consistency is a journey and not a destination. So when you slip up, and you will, you need to view your setbacks and your slip-ups as opportunities for growth and learning rather than a reason to give up. You know the saying, a setback is a setup for a comeback. And I need you to believe that. All right, mindset shift number 3, cultivating a growth mindset. Now, this one builds on embracing imperfections and forgiving setbacks. So when you fall off the wagon or you have a slip up, rather than falling back into your fixed mindset that you believe that you're never going to change and you're always going to be inconsistent, cultivating a growth mindset means to adopt a mindset that embraces challenges, persists in the face of setbacks, and believes that your ability to be consistent or whatever it is that you're working towards, abilities can be developed over time through effort, learning, and practice. This is an area that I'm focusing on as well. When challenges come, and they often do, I'm really working to ask myself, what am I supposed to learn from this? Rather than thinking, why is this happening to me? And I really think back to the time where I lost everything that was on my laptop. The first thing that popped into my mind is, why is this happening to me? Because it's not always easy, but it helps me to adapt, to learn, and to grow. So think about incorporating a growth mindset when faced with challenges. It can lead to increased motivation, resilience, adaptability, and it can help you to achieve consistency. Now, mind shift number 4 is prioritizing self-care and boundaries. Now, hear me out, because I know that some people, they get their feathers ruffled when we talk about self-care. And the phrase is and has been and probably will continue to be everywhere, but I want you to hear me out. Think about it from establishing boundaries to protect your personal time for exercise, for meal planning, or any of the things that you need to do to stay on track. For example, if you have a certain time set aside for cooking your meals or planning your workouts or whatever the case may be, and say your cell phone rings or you get a text from someone that you know and you love, but you know that if you answer that call or you answer that text that you are going to get derailed, and I mean derailed, for at least 35 to 45 minutes. So let's rewind. And for those activities that you've decided are important and non-negotiable part of your routine, you set boundaries ahead of time. Like putting your phone in a do not disturb mode ahead of time or airplane mode ahead of time so that you're not distracted. Or you quickly text and answer with, "Hey, I'm in the middle of something. Let me call you back." Because I know sometimes you have to make sure that it's not a true emergency. Or you let people know ahead of time, like I've said in past episodes. Anyone who knows me well knows that at 9 o'clock, the Hickman household is preparing for lights out. Trying to wrangle my little guy to bed now that he's into watching movies. So getting Super Pets off the screen is our latest challenge. But point being is that I set boundaries because I've decided that our nighttime routine is important to our family and to my sanity. So prioritize the time that you need to help you stay consistent and then set boundaries around that time. And the last mindset shift, number 5, is to build a community around you for support and accountability. Now this applies to really anything that you're working towards. There is so much value in surrounding yourself with like-minded people who have similar goals and values as you. I'll have to admit that moving to a new state as an adult, it's been a real challenge for me. Like, we moved during the pandemic to a state where I had no family or friends. For a period of time, I felt very isolated, and I know that was the case for many people during the pandemic. Now, as the world, as they say, started to open up, I was still struggling to find my tribe. But I had to step back and remember I had a tribe and I had to find new ways to reconnect, build, and grow my community. When it comes to health and wellness, I have a really good friend that I connect with on Voxer every morning, and we have like an accountability check-in. She's a coach as well, and we connect to support and to empower and encourage. And you'll notice that's a theme with me, support, empower, encourage. That's very important to me. I try to do that as much as possible, and it's so amazing when you have people who want to do the same. And when I started this podcast, I became a part of a mastermind with people who were on the same journey. I'm also a part of a weekly accountability group that has to do with goals and growth and self-development. So there are many ways to find the support and encouragement you need. Are fitness classes your theme, or just having an accountability partner, someone to check in on you and you check in on them? That might be enough for you. Whatever it is, the key is to find or build a community of support and accountability. We are definitely better as a collective when we pour into each other. All right, ladies. So to recap the 5 mindset shifts you need to make to become consistent on your health and wellness journey are: 1, reevaluate your why. Why are you working out? What is your motivation? 2, embrace your imperfections and forgive your setbacks. 3, cultivate a growth mindset. 4, prioritize self-care and boundaries. And 5, build a community of support and accountability. If you struggle with consistency, I highly encourage you to try some of these mindset shifts. Implement them slowly and be patient with yourself through the process. Remember, it's a journey and not a destination. All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. Until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.